Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
We got him.
All right.
All right. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands in Lathrop? Evan Giddings, Daryl the Guru Johnson, now pleased to be joined by 1975 NBA champion Clifford Ray, who again is going to be honored with the rest of that team tomorrow when the Portland Trailblazers come to Chase Center. He'll be out before the game at the team store. But Clifford, thank you so much for joining us. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. And look, I don't know how often you guys get to kind of, you know, get together, talk about what you guys were able to accomplish, but for a long time, the 1975 team, that was the team for many in the Bay Area, for Golden State Warriors fans. Just when you get to get back together with those guys like you will tomorrow, kind of what are the conversations, what are the memories and the lanes that you guys go down together?
We don't really go down as many lanes as you think because we spent our entire lives together. Mm. We never have not been connected. We always stay connected. And so we planted, we're the guys who made up our mind that we were going to plant a seed in the Bay Area for the younger guys who were going to come along that were going to have an opportunity to have generational wealth. And we knew that we would not achieve the monetary compensation. But we feel great because when we see the Curry and Clay and all the guys that have came, Kevin Durant, all these guys that have come together and put a more than one championship on the floor and the Warriors, we feel like that we were the guys that planted that seed.
And that's why
So that's how we looked at it. We did not look at it with a chip on our shoulder and feel like we were being taken advantage of.
No, I love that, Cliff, and you were my hero growing up, and I just wanted to ask you about that incredible season and what you did for the Bay and the city of Oakland. What do you remember most about that season going into it? Did you think, you know what, we could pull this off?
Well, when I got traded for Nate Thurman, I thought that I was going into a situation where he was one of the greatest players that played for the Warriors. He and Rick Barry played together, Cassie Russell, a lot of different guys, but they had never really got over the top. And so when I got traded for him, I came out and I looked at the team and I felt like if I saw the one thing that we needed to do that would be successful, because when I looked at all the players, I was like, man, this is a heck of a team. We just got to learn how to deal with our teammate, Rick Barry, and they didn't know how to deal with him. And so I just said, I asked the coaches and everybody if they could go out of the room and Rick. And I said, is there anybody in here who can average 35 points a game every night? And nobody raised their hand, because we would be truthful to one another at the time. And so through all that process, we were able to understand what it's like to play with a perfectionist, also play with a guy who's from Roselle Park, New Jersey, who has an edge. Because if you go to Roselle Park, New Jersey, everybody in that city got an edge. So once everybody understood that, and we all wanted to leave something for the Bay Area. That was all of our goals. You know, Charles Dudley, Charles Johnson, Noops, who was George Johnson. He's probably the quietest, most unknown one. He and I, if you look at our statistics, we're all-star statistics together. And now we see teams trying to concentrate on having two postmen, and they always had more guards because the guards are the quarterback. And, you know, I tell people all the time, my teammate Charles Dudley came off the bench for us, but he probably was one of the most important cards on our team because when they pressed us, all we did was put the ball in his hand and got the hell out of the way.
Mm.
And so, you know, so everybody contributed a chapter to winning that world championship. Every single player on the team, even the two guys who didn't get to play very much were Steve Bracy and Frank Kendricks. And they even played a role because they never was down. There was never any negativity. We just made our minds up that we were going to leave something for Oakland because we moved from San Francisco to Oakland. And so we just thought, you know, Oakland needed as much as we could leave, and we wanted to leave a legacy in Oakland. And you know what? I thank God that I got traded there. The people didn't hate me because they lost a great Hall of Fame player in Nate Thurman, and he was one of my idols. He and Bill Russell, that's who motivated me to be a defensive player.
Clifford Ray joining us here on 95.7 The Game, a part of the Warriors championship team in 1975. 50-year anniversary, they're going to be honored on Friday, tomorrow, at Chase Center when the Warriors take on the Blazers. Cliff, I want to ask you about another Hall of Famer and your head coach, and Al Attles, who, you know, unfortunately left us last year. And how would you describe him? We know what kind of player, how dominant physical he was. What was he like as a coach, and how did he help you guys realize your goals like you were talking about?
Well, he had the same philosophy that we had. You know, he was there was not that many coaches, black coaches in the game. Lenny Wilkins, who just passed away.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
Al Attles and Bill Russell. And so we all wanted to do good for him. And he was, he wasn't a slave driver. He didn't have to do but look at us. And we never wanted to disappoint him. We always, you know, I remember one of the greatest games I remember is we were playing on, it was a Thanksgiving and we were in Milwaukee. And the owner had gave us a dinner. And, of course, they had all these, we're from California. And when I first came to California, I never saw so many people drinking wine. And I said, God, you know, this is really interesting. I went down to, somebody took me to lunch at Perry's, and it was like 11 o'clock, and everybody's drinking wine. And so, anyways, I decided that, I said, you know what, this is kind of a cool place, you know, it was like being in Europe. And so anyway, to make a long story short, we all realized that we had an opportunity to do something good for a community that had embraced us. And the whole Bay Area, from all the way from where we practiced at San Bruno, all the way across the Bay, Mormon Temple, we were at Cow Palace. You know, so we really wanted to leave something, and we all were very disciplined, and we made up our minds what we were going to do. We learned how to get with along with everybody, each and everybody's ego. We always put our ego in back of us, and we worked for that common cause to become a champion.
Wow. And you did that.
And he influenced it. He was one of our biggest influences because we wanted to do this for him because there wasn't that many black coaches.
Oh, that's beautiful. Clifford, I want to ask you this. I wish we had you for 2 hours, but there's so many questions I want to ask you about. And, you know, Steph has been part of a dynasty we've been lucky to have here in the Bay, along with Draymond. And, you know, doing what we do, I don't always agree with Draymond and what he says, but I call him Joe Frazier, Clifford, and that's the biggest compliment I can give. Can you walk us through, you know, Draymond being his size and how effective and impactful he's been as a defender and what he could have done during your era? Would he have been, you know, as good as he is in your era? And basically just what do you see when you watch Dre play D?
Oh, I was with him the other night. I live in Orlando, Florida, and they played the Magic. Mm. And he came over to give me a hug, and I said, I'm so very proud of you. Mm. I said, you know, when I watch you play, I see myself. And I said, you would have been the same impactful player in our era because you could play the hand check. There wouldn't be no problem. Where in today, if they were hand checking, it would be more feisty than you could shake a stick at. So, but he was, you know, he has been, you know, you already know size does not matter in basketball. It's the desire and what you really want to accomplish. Look at Curry. I mean, he's a little guy. I mean, and look at him. He's the best shooter in the world. And he also not just the best shooter in the world. He's a great basketball player. I mean, he moves constant motion. And the only guy that, you know, who he got his movement from was Ray Allen. And he moved better than Ray Allen. And I thought Ray was the best I ever saw until I saw Curry and got to be alongside of Curry. Mm. And then when you put all those players together, that they did a great job. The two guys, you know, the ownership and then personnel people, put guys around Clay, Curry, and Draymond. And they put the right personnel on the floor, and they always had good coaching. And, you know, Coach was the perfect fit for what they was trying to get done. And it's just been a tremendous boost for the entire Bay Area. I'm so proud of them. We all are. Charles and I was talking about that at dinner last night, and we were saying, you know what, when we watch them, we feel good because we knew it. We knew we planted those seeds.
Clifford Wright joining us. Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
No, Clifford Wright joining us here on 95.7 The Game. And I did want to talk to you about that, which is sacrifice. So on that championship team, it's my understanding it was your job to rebound, to anchor the defense. You played the second most minutes on that team behind Rick Barry. You know, it was your job not always to score, but to do kind of the dirty work. Where did you get that understanding and really sort of relish the role of doing the other things as opposed to being the player who, like you mentioned earlier, could get your team 35 points a game?
Because I had watched Al Attles. He was an idol of mine. I mean, I always thought, you know, like, here's this guy, and he and the only two guys I knew was him and Lenny Wilkins, and I was thinking, man, I was so impressed when I first saw him play alongside Wilt Chamberlain, and the night that Wilt scored 100 points, you know, he was the next highest scorer. And I had games, you know, I never forget a game I played against the Lakers. I know Kareem probably had a migraine that day, but I went at it. But, you know, it's just, you know, those kind of things were the things that motivated you. And also when I grew up, I did a lot of working because we were a poor family. And I would pick peaches with a group of guys that were older. And they had five guys, but they usually have six where somebody got sick. And so they said, we're going to take that younger guy. And I had put my age up. And so we wound up, they told me, they said, okay, we're going to have two guys on one side of the tree and another two guys on the other side of the tree. And then you'll be on the back side and the other guys on the front side. And we used to line up those crates of peaches and forage you could see during the course of an 8-hour, 9-hour day. And I learned teamwork from those guys.
That's beautiful. I got to tell you this. Don't laugh at me, Clifford. Last night I'm with my in-laws, my sister-in-law. She's a school teacher. We were sipping wine. And I told her we was having you on the show. And she said, don't forget to ask Clifford about his children's book, Big Clifford Ray Saves the Day. Can you tell us how that all came together and what inspired you to write that?
Well, after 30 years, I got tired of kids telling me, why don't you write a book and you could read it to us? And so finally, one day I just sat down and I got it together and wrote. And I realized I had four other books that I wanted to write. The reason I wanted to write it, because there were things that kids probably don't have an opportunity to have as much freedom as we had living in a small community in a small town. Regardless of the fact whether it was integrated or non-integrated, people were nice. I mean, in the South, people say, well, do you regret having to grow up in the South? I said, that was the best time of my life. And so what happened is that I finally wrote this book, and it's a true story, and people loved it. And so I just finished the second book that is going to go to the publishers. It's called Big Clifford, The Little Boy Who Wanted to Read.
Wow.
And so all of those things are things that kids, parents want their kids to read more. They want them to get off all those electronic equipments and whatnot and to understand and be more. Do you know that there's only probably about, I think they said it was, what, 43%? I'm not sure what the percentage of people in the whole world that don't read at fifth grade level. Mm. Fourth or fifth grade level.
Wow.
Is it 43%? Yeah. My brilliant teammate, who is Charles Dudley, is, you know, he's so on it. You know, he's been he's a driving force on the Cardiac Kid film. And he just finished, we all just participated in it, and now it's going to the Sundance Festival.
Wow. Is he with you now, Clifford?
Yes, he is.
Yeah, tell him hello. Tell him we Evan and Guru said hello. Ed in the Bay.
How you doing?
All right. Hey, we appreciate all your hard work, man. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, thank you. But you know, this is Clipper's time. This is not my time.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah, but you know, Clipper is a wonderful human being. You know, I've been very lucky to be around him and experience what we experienced over the last 50 years, because there's a great bond between Clifford and all our teammates. And we've, you know, that's rare in this day, and especially sports.
Wow.
That you stay connected over 50 years. And so, and also we miss the guys that are no longer with us, you know.
Beautiful.
Steve Bracey, Phil Smith, Charles Johnson, Derek Dickey. And this film is also about, you know, I call it our love for those guys who are no longer here, because I wanted to make sure that this story was told, because I didn't want their all their success and all the dreams that they had to be lost in NBA history. So it was
wow.
It was very important for me to commit the last 3 years of trying to get this documentary done. And it's a special documentary because it also addresses what we went through and how we were marginalized, you know, during our time.
Wow.
So I think this was the greatest upset in NBA history, I think, for sports, because we were only expected to win 20 games that year when we won the NBA championship. We, you know, you think about it, we were the third team in NBA history to win 4-0 in the final.
Man.
There's only nine right now. Nine in the history of the NBA. So And then you think about us not being able to play at the Coliseum because it was already booked. So we had to play at the Cow Palace. And we never played at the Cow Palace. But we were lucky there, again, because if the Cow Palace was booked, we would have to play at the Civic Center with 5,000 people that would do that game. So, again, I don't want to take Clifford's minute because it's very important that you guys ask for me. And I really appreciate you making the effort to reach out to us.
Because, no doubt.
Yeah, so I'll put Clifford back on. I hope I didn't bore you with the...
I'll tell you this real quick before you give us back to Clifford. I'm a little older than my partner. I'm in my 50s, but nothing's more important than fellowship. And it seems like you guys are doing that, and you're paying respect to those that have passed on. So that's a beautiful thing, and we can't wait to check out your work.
No doubt.
Can I give you one more thing?
Of course.
And most people don't realize, before that season, Al Allis ran the Warriors by himself. You know, he was the only coach. Right. So all those years that Al was by himself coaching individually, Joe Roberts, the late Joe Roberts, assistant coach, right? That was the first time Al had an assistant coach. And people don't realize that. And they don't realize that Joe Roberts played in that championship with Siegfried, Havlicek, Lucas. And he was a tremendous, tremendous coach. And he coached the last game when we beat the Washington Bullets 4-0. Because Al was thrown out of the game in the first couple of minutes. So he coached the final. So I don't think there's another assistant coach that you would look at in NBA history that coached the final game of a championship and won it, even today. So I'll put Clifford back. I know I've been a little long-winded here.
That's beautiful, man.
No, thank you.
I'll put Clifford back on.
I got
you. Thank you, yeah.
Well, I mean, kind of on that note, I sincerely, like as someone who grew up in the East Bay who loved the Warriors growing up, I want to thank both of you for laying the groundwork for what we know now to be Bay Area basketball. And
Wow. One
of the reasons, looking back, why when they won the championship in 2015, the first one in 40 years since you guys have done it, why it was so special is because of the kind of work that you guys did. So I really want to thank both of you, and I'm glad that you allowed both parties to speak on really just what you guys accomplished and set as far as Bay Area basketball standards for an organization that has now seen unimaginable heights. So thank you both.
Yeah, we also like to thank the people in Oakland and the Bay Area for how wonderful they've been to us. We didn't ever really realize all of this until we got older. And now we see it because we'll meet people in the streets. I came in the airport yesterday and people ran over to get a picture. They said, oh, we bought your book. We sitting here with a young lady now who's from the Mass, and she was here doing business, and she's, you know, talking about the same thing. She was just saying that how, you know, she's from Massachusetts with Boston Celtics, and we were saying that, you know, we were able to win a championship. She didn't know that, but now she's, you know, been here, and we were just all talking about all the same things that you guys were talking about. And then this is why we come back, because, you know, Oakland was our home.
Mm.
And Bay Area was a place that we went. In those days, you could leave Oakland, go to San Jose, then go to Santa Cruz, then come back through the city, stop at Perry's, then go across the Golden Gate Bridge and go to the Trident, and then go home.
Wow.
Mm.
All in one day. You cannot do that now.
Wow, man.
No doubt. Well, hey, Clifford, thank you so much for making time for us. We're looking forward to seeing you, and we're looking forward to your entire team being honored as they should tomorrow at Chase Center.
Well, thank you very much, and I appreciate you guys thinking about us. And we like to say God bless all the people in the Bay Area, and we hope the world gets a little bit better each day. And thank God for our children that are going to make it better. That's why I work with kids, and that's why I wrote these children books to help that.
Love.
Right on.
Right back at you, Cliff.
Thank you so much, Clifford. Clifford Ray here on 95.7 The Game. And, man, I feel like I was just in a time capsule.
Man, that was great. I was just history and what they're – and they're still moving and doing their thing now. And, man, it would just be a pleasure and an honor to check out what their – film at the Sundance Festival. It looks like it's about to debut there, but we get a chance to do that. That would be awesome.
Yeah, no doubt. And check out his children's book as well. And also, by the way, if you heard the interview, you want to get a chance to meet these guys. They are signing autographs tomorrow from 5:50 to 6:25 at the Warriors team store right before, of course, they're honored along with the remaining members of the 1975 Warriors team.
I'm going to go say hello, E.
At Chase Center. Cliff. Yeah, tomorrow for the Warriors. We're both going to be there. Yeah. So
hey.
That's pretty damn cool, man. That's pretty damn cool.
That's what you call an OG. That was gang. I mean, that was wisdom. Just, man.
Yeah, I could just sit there and listen in for hours.
Hey, where'd he go? Santa Cruz, City, Perry's, cross the Golden Gate.
Well, listening to guys that had to, man, not just play, but also live in a time that is completely different from now. Like, I remember my dad, he took me to go listen to a man named Elijah Pumpsy Green.
Wow.
When he was, I think he was in his 70s. I was in Little League. Now, for those who don't know, Pumpsy Green was the last man to integrate baseball.
Oh, come
so
on, man.
The Boston Red Sox were the final team who would not let a black player on their squad. Elijah Green was the man that broke that final barrier. And he doesn't get remembered, obviously, because
I didn't even know that.
He was the last guy to do it, but he's from El Cerrito. Well, he's from Richmond, but he went to El Cerrito High. And so he would go and speak to a lot of the little leaguers, and I didn't really understand at the time because I was, I don't know, probably 10. But I'm grateful that my dad took me to go listen to him and his experience and his story, talking about a time in baseball, a sport that I like, that does not exist anymore for very obvious and great reasons. So
that's heavy. Beautiful by your dad too, man.
Yeah, it's always stuck with me. And just listening to people from different generations, again, it doesn't have to necessarily be about anything sports related, racial, other, but just listening to people talk about their experiences from their lives, it's pretty damn cool. So
what
I'm glad
about
that
the rating metrics that he talked about, Evan? The fifth grade level, man.
Well, it's cool that
stuff we take for granted.
It's cool that he's trying to do something about it. Again, Clifford Ray played center, power forward, member of the 1975 Golden State Warriors NBA championship team. Played 10 years. Grabbed more rebounds than he scored points.
That's incredible, E.
All right, when we come back on the other side, I do want to pivot to football. We obviously got a big game coming up on Monday night between the 49ers and the Panthers, and we're going to get into that when we return. On Monday, the Niners take on Carolina. You know that. You also know we'll be at Laughing Monk Brewing in Sunnyvale, right down the street from the stadium. Willard and Dibs get you ready for the game starting at 2 o'clock, so come on by for great food and great drinks. And more importantly, your chance to sign up for the free shuttle to and from the stadium. So go to 957thegame.com right now. Seats fill up fast. That's 957thegame.com. We'll see you there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.